Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this Christmas Eve is our gospel text, St. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. I will quote parts of it as we go, but you may be seated. It was a dark and stormy night. Well, it was. No cliche. I'm not using a tired old literary device to begin a mystery. It was dark outside. It was dark in Jerusalem, very dark. Dark hearts and dark minds. A storm ready to burst upon little children, upon mothers and fathers, making it darker still. Bent and forced into dark ways, bent on hurt, bent to hurt, yes, bent on murder. This all in a very dark world among a dark people, where you and I call home, where we live in the dark. Yes, and where life and our place in this darkness, this dark existence, is a mystery as well to us. This because we cannot see very much, very far, or for very long. Life remains a mystery. Even the wisest cannot see all ends. Yes, St. Paul tells us even the enlightened only see things as through a darkened glass. This includes St. Paul himself. Yet we need to be able to see so we don't stumble and go down even deeper into this pit of blackness that is all around us. We need to know, have our minds enlightened, else we will think dark thoughts and from this do dark deeds that lead us into darkness forever. What is to become of us? What happens next? Who will rescue us out of such a place, this valley of the shadow of death, a valley of tears? All that crying in the dark. For it is very hard to see in the shadow of a mountain made of sin and guilt. Dark, sinful, ominous, deadly, pitch black from the inside out. Until the light show. A few words spoken long ago, enough to spark. Enough for a spark to smolder a wick. Only as bright as starlight, maybe. That was only star bright at first. Yes, lighting hearts and minds. Those of Adam and Eve in the beginning. On and up through the ages to Zechariah and Elizabeth, and then Mary. On to Joseph, and then there was three magi of the East. And brighter still as it began to light up a little stable feed trough. And then suddenly a blaze of light brightening the entire countryside with a heavenly choir and shepherds and sheep. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Yes, a clear path out of the gloom. Light to see by, to walk by, to live by. The path to him who is light itself, Jesus born in Bethlehem. Now the light does not stop there. It came to conquer the dark as well as to guide us out of the dark. It came to destroy what is done in the dark and what that results in. Death and hell. Sin and the greater darkness that it has brought. He, the light, went on to ignite a brightness never seen before. A fire of life, the illumination of truth, the warmth of mercy and grace, not seen since. So it went on. This light that has come into the world to yet another place, an unlikely place, one that many thought was, well, they thought it was lit already. But in truth was darker than the world around. It was a place that used to be filled with this holy light, but the glory, that holy glory had not been there for a long time. It was the temple in Jerusalem, God's very own house, but no longer treated as such. A house of prayer that was made then into a den of robbers. It had become very dingy and gloomy in there, but for a few who had the words of long ago kept in their hearts, smoldering, hoping, expecting. Then, on the eighth day, Simeon and Anna saw that light. They and then testified to that light, that which was prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles even. As the Shekinah glory had come long ago, was back. The I Am was there once again on Mount Zion to shine out into all the world, igniting it. Although still small, in our eyes anyways, weak and feeble it seemed in Mary's arms, he was made so. He allowed himself to be so. Made vulnerable to dark things even that crept about in dark hearts. Yes, weak or so thought to be by the dark. But brighter yet it became. Reflecting gold and jewels from the gifts of the Magi. And that same light showing the way out of danger into Egypt and then back to Nazareth. That light grew still more. It lightened the scribes and teachers in the temple when that light stayed behind until Joseph and Mary found him once again doing his father's business. Being a light, that's his father's business. Giving light to the dark world with words and deeds. And leaving Nazareth, Jesus went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way by the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region of the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. He is this light, and he was full of grace and truth, a light far brighter than anything the world has ever seen or could produce, even though it had been foretold and hoped for, talked about and expected. But who knew how bright it would be in reality? This was light that made it so there was no shadow left. So bright it is, so complete and penetrating, a light where there is no darkness whatsoever. A light that dark flees in the presence, in its presence and never to return. That is what has come into the world. Jesus came to be the end to the dark in the world, which starts in the darkest of places, the very wicked dark of our hearts. Yes, he reveals this blackness by his law, the painful light of truth, to show the evil secrets of sin there, lighting all until it is day. All those thoughts, all those words, and all those deeds. Yet not as we think, as we have thought, or still think at times. No, not to only condemn and judge us. This is necessary to have a real Christmas. But not only this. As he is not just about this. No, he came to purge and burn away the fog and the dark smoke of death. He came to save you and I from it. By becoming the darkest of us all. By being darkened by our black sin. Letting it all obscure and contaminate him. Even to snuff out the fire of his own life. As sin after sin was counted against him. Our sin, yes, your sin and the world's sin, dimming and dimming the eternal fire of the Son of God till all was black at the place of the skull. then he was enclosed in a dark tomb, darkness. There, our sins also went and are gone. No one has ever taken them out. They remain. They are washed away and covered by the very light itself, reflecting him back. The blaze of light once again breaks forth, glory and majesty shaking the very ground, opening the dark to light and life on that third day. Alive for us, brighter than the sun for us. A human man standing as the fire of God, the light begotten, not made, having conquered the dark, sin, death, and the devil defeated. All things he rose again to purify with the fire of his countenance. Light of light, very God, where darkness and sin melt into oblivion at the radiance of his face. Yes, that light has never diminished. That blinding light that is now hidden under words on paper, spoken by people and in water and in bread and wine. That light is as great as on that Easter morning and on that first Christmas Eve. That light in word and sacrament is still here. More, yes, more and more light in the world. More light to put on us and in us so that we go from dark to light. Yes, we become lights ourselves with words and deeds as well. His, with his light. Jesus, the Word enfleshed for us, the enlightening power that gives all things meaning, shape, and color, that made all things, that remakes all things, even us dark and sinful people, yes, into beings of light, brighter than the angels. No wonder the devil is jealous of us, and the angels wish they could look at what we will be in Jesus. We are resurrected into his light, light into life, making life bright once again. The dark is going away, retreating as we speak. Dawn is about to come, and it will never be night again. It begins with a small spark of light in the womb of a virgin, and then in our own hearts and minds. Our souls are enlightened by the very word of God himself, wrapped in swaddling cloths. And this light goes out still more to touch the world, out and into the universe until it is bright, clean, and radiant once again, reflecting the glory of the only begotten Son of God. Yes, Jesus has come to us. And be sure of this, he will come as the dawn, and nightfall will never come again. Behold the radiance of the Christ child born for you. Jesus, your light and your life. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.